Ninth graders in Maine are set to be the first graduating class to receive proficiency-based diplomas. They'll have to meet standards in up to 8 subjects, including math, English, and science, in order to graduate. But the policy has been delayed in the past and questioned by key stakeholders. This session, lawmakers have heard proposals to delay the diplomas even further and to largely get rid of the graduation requirements. With a newly drafted bill, the State Department of Education says it wants to fix the law, but still hold schools accountable.
We think that our bill sets some very clear requirements for the diploma and go from there.
The department's Mary Payne says the new bill would repeal many of the requirements that are set to go into place in 3 years. Students would no longer need to be proficient in up to 8 content areas to graduate. Instead, they would only need to meet the state's 11th and 12th grade standards in 2 subjects, English and math. Students with disabilities, meanwhile, could be granted modifications if needed. Payne says she hopes that the new diploma, as proposed in the department's bill, would still set a statewide graduation standard. But she says it would grant more flexibility in how schools teach students and what they require of them.
And I think that a lot of the approach here is to make sure that we say, here's what the diploma means, and let's talk about how we get students there.
And the department's bill won't be the only change under consideration at the State House. Republican State Representative Heidi Sampson is putting forward a bill that would repeal the proficiency-based diplomas entirely. She says the proposal would give control back to teachers and schools.
The only way we can do that is bring it back to more of a local control place, where local control determines what's best for their kids.
A public hearing on both bills is scheduled for Monday, and policymakers are hoping to get testimony from an array of stakeholders, including teachers and parents. But the House and Senate will need to act quickly. The legislature is scheduled to adjourn in less than 2 weeks. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.